Hi FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
Kathy Kaley in studio with me, CEO of Chai FM. You didn't choose an easy week to have a bar mitzvah with the elections and everything else going on.
It is when it is.
It is when it's when you were born, right? It's when Chai FM was born, 13 years ago.
Exactly, and we're actually observing our Hebrew date this year, not our English date. Our English date was the 27th of November, 2008.
Okay.
I actually had somebody phoning me.
Yeah.
To argue with me and said he's been listening to Chai FM since 2007. I said, wow.
An early adapter.
Very early adapter.
Yeah, I actually also heard.
And argued with
me. It's like somebody who had COVID in 2017. It's very good, but it's probably not that true. So give us some numbers. Give us the numbers. We love stats. We love numbers.
So what have we done in 13 years?
Yeah, what have you been doing all 13 years?
Yeah, playing solitaire. In lockdown. I don't know.
Absolutely.
So I did this as an exercise yesterday. And I thought, how many traffic bulletins have we done in 13 years? Bearing in mind that we only do it morning and afternoon. Mm-hmm. And we do it 4.5 days a week.
Right. Yeah, that's true.
Right. 34,600.
That's a lot of not working traffic lights, eh?
That's a lot.
That Modafintine Road, wow.
And it's the same. So
I was just going to say, did you count how many times we've mentioned
Malibongwe,
Modafintine Road in three traffic lights not working?
Yeah. But it's a lot.
Amazing when you look at it that way.
It's incredible. So that's how many, hold on a second. It's 97, that's how many bulletins.
Ah, okay. Yeah.
It's 97,500 minutes of traffic.
That's insane, right? You see, they say we spend a lot of time in traffic.
Well, apparently 97,500 minutes. I mean, I wonder what that is in days. News, 273,000.
Incredible.
Minutes of news. I thought, as an exercise, I'm just looking at content and where the balance is.
Yes.
Let's just have a look. So, Israel reporting. Uh-huh. You're looking at 133,250 minutes on Israel. I don't know. Is this interesting to you?
I think it's very interesting because what is more interesting? Well, it is interesting, but it's interesting to see it comparatively. In other words, these are the subjects that we spoke about, that we needed to speak about.
Okay, well, how about this? Business, 468,000 minutes of
amazing.
Business.
Amazing.
Okay, so we are definitely focused on business.
Business, the best Israel, yeah.
Okay, business, Israel, and history, 468,000 minutes of history.
Yeah. I keep hearing, wherever I go, people talk about the documentaries on Chai. What is the process for you to vet, check, and approve a documentary that we play on air?
I personally vet them. And I listen to each documentary twice.
Yeah.
I don't look at... You know, if there is a visual, if it's audio, then it's fine. But sometimes a documentary will have a visual. We've got partnership agreements with third parties. So, we basically...
Because that's incredible. And I so often people come up to me and
say... Did I mention I don't have free time?
You didn't need to mention that. Well, who's got time for a husband? I mean, it would be impossible. And in terms of the subjects that we deal with. That's always a very, very difficult thing, and especially for a Jewish radio, a community radio station. How do you balance that, this whole thing of interesting to the public or in public interest or, you know, rules of halakha in terms of lashon hara, lashon hara? How do you – because that's got to weigh very, very heavily – on you when you're asked to make a decision about talking about in terms of talking about a subject.
It's a responsibility.
Huge, immense responsibility.
It's what you decide. You know, is it in the public interest? Right? Is somebody's life going to be better by knowing this? Or is it just interesting?
Yes.
You know, there's also things that I feel we could be learning from. One is, I think that a lot of us suffer from affluenza. Quite happily we suffer from it. But I think that there's a downside to it. And consumerism, we're on this constant hamster wheel of spend, upgrade, keep upgrading. You know, you need a new phone, you're going to get a phone call from your service provider every 2 years saying, you know, you need a new phone. But if there's nothing wrong with your phone, why do we need one? You know, this built-in obsolescence, this planned obsolescence that they have with everything from light bulbs to laptops. We need to change our mindset, because we are driving those processes. And sometimes it's just a matter of planting a seed. Just give people the information. People are not stupid. We don't tell our listeners what to think, do we, Howard?
Well, actually, you sometimes do. I might. Okay, you do, I might be guilty of that from time to time, but not always. But only like every day. Yeah.
But we don't tell people what to think. We
don't.
Give you the information.
And we have conversations that other people don't have.
Yeah, that is true.
Kim is asking, I think, a phenomenal question and a really relevant question. I would love to know how the demographic has changed in listenership. Please, can you ask Kathy that question?
We have more non-Jewish listeners than we have Jewish listeners.
Certainly for, I've noticed it on my show, most definitely.
No, 100%. We're probably sitting at about 130,000, 140,000 listeners at the moment.
Right.
Just gauging from unique engagements and interactions with the station.
Right.
Because the majority of people will not engage with a radio station. The great majority
yes.
are willing to just sit and listen.
Right.
Right. Would you be somebody who would send an SMS to a radio station or a message?
Unlikely.
Yeah.
Unlikely.
Okay, I'm the typical person who would.
Who would.
Yeah.
So it's interesting. A lot of, but the majority, I think, wouldn't. Most people are just happy to listen.
No, the majority really don't.
Yeah, I would love them to send me more messages, because then I get the sense of...
Yeah, it's because you're Leo, Howard. Stop it.
It could be that.
You just want messages of love, and you're looking fabulous, and you've lost so much weight.
But I don't always get the messages of love. I don't even read some of them out, some of the messages, because you don't let me read out some of the really cruel and nasty stuff. But the demographic has changed. I mean, that's why we've introduced the hashtag, you don't have to be Jewish.
Yes. Yes, exactly, and you don't.
Mm.
And it's quite amazing. We've recently taken on a new sound engineer who we're training up.
Right.
And he came and he actually put together all these promos.
Mm-hmm.
And one of them was the hashtag, you don't have to be Jewish. That was his audition.
Yeah.
Yeah, I hired him on the spot.
That is incredible. That's really, really incredible.
Yeah, but we've had some other new appointments. One is, for the first time in Chai FM's history, we have appointed a full-time news editor.
Oh, that's amazing.
Yeah, yeah. He comes ex-BBC. And so we're looking very forward to that.
That is really phenomenal.
But we've just got the most incredible team. I just wish that I could show listeners the team and how this team works for you and for your listening pleasure day in and day out. And they do it with such love and dedication. I'm completely emotionally overwhelmed when I think about how grateful I am from everybody.
And in particular, because I do have some insight into it, what went on behind the scenes during COVID.
Yeah, exactly.
The commitment of people here at Chai FM was phenomenal, because it was driven by this need to make sure that we informed, that we connected with people.
And entertained.
And that we entertained and uplifted people, that people weren't lonely, because
Howard,
so many people were.
I get calls every single day.
Mm-hmm.
From people phoning to say, I just have to tell you, we love Chai FM, because all the calls are forwarded from our reception area to my phone.
Right.
As long as, we are not open,
we don't have
a receptionist. And it has just been incredible. And where I can, I try and save those messages and share them with the team, but sometimes I just can't. But I'm so grateful for that. And we know that you're grateful. So support our radiothon, darn it, because all of this stuff takes money.
Well, I want to talk about the money. In fact, let's just play some ads. Let's come back. And I actually want to understand what it means financially to run a radio station, to keep a radio station going, especially at times that the whole economy is under strain.